The president's announcement at the State Department of the appointment of George Mitchell as special envoy for the Middle East and Richard Holbrook for Pakistan and Afghanistan underscored his pledge to make a strong start on foreign policy. Across town on Capitol Hill, the House Armed Services Committee heard from three members of the Commission on the Prevention of Weapons of Mass Destruction, Proliferation, and Terrorism, former Senators Bob Graham and Jim Talent, and Graham Allison. In its report last year, the commission warned that without decisive international action, it is more likely than not that terrorists will use a weapon of mass destruction somewhere in the world by the end of the year 2013. It described Pakistan, Mr. Holbrook's portfolio, as being at the intersection of nuclear weapons and terrorism, an ally but one in grave danger that could become an unwitting source of an unwilling terrorist attack on the United States with weapons of mass destruction, saying most experts believe a terrorist attack is likely to be launched from Pakistan's federally administered tribal areas. Senator Graham urges a fundamental change in the U.S. approach toward Pakistan.
To one of beginning to focus on building the institutions that will stabilize the country and begin to drain off some of the enmity that is currently being evinced towards the United States and Western culture generally.
Graham says the Obama administration must shift from what he calls a fixation on Pakistan's military towards stronger support of Pakistan's civilian institutions. To that end, he and Commission member Jim Talent supported greater use by the United States of what is called soft power, combining diplomacy with cultural, educational, and other non-military forms of influence.
And we think Pakistan is a great test case, a great place to begin that, because without the tools of smart or soft power, we're not going to succeed in Pakistan. We believe that very strongly.
Graham Allison says the Obama administration faces a delicate balance in Pakistan, where U.S. forces under an order from former President George W. Bush conducted cross-border attacks against extremists along the Afghanistan border. This was certainly stressful for Pakistan's civilian government, Allison says, but necessary.
If the alternative is to allow the reconstitution of headquarters and training camps for al-Qaeda, excuse me, that's what happened in Afghanistan before 9/11, and for which we say shame on us. So I think that balance is extremely difficult.
Where Iran and North Korea are concerned, Allison refers to hard and unpleasant facts the Obama administration inherits from what he calls ineffective Bush administration policies. Pyongyang, he notes, is thought to still have 10 nuclear weapons and tested one, while Iran crossed numerous red lines set by the international community regarding possibly weapons-related uranium enrichment. In the background, says Jim Talent, is the reality of terrorists with the determination to obtain weapons of mass destruction.
We know that the terrorists want to get these weapons. We know that they have tried to get these weapons, and we know that they are sophisticated enough organizationally to develop the capabilities.
In its report last year, the commission said terrorists are more likely to be able to obtain and use a biological weapon than a nuclear weapon, and urged more aggressive steps by the United States to limit proliferation of biological weapons. Amid concerns terrorists could obtain biological capabilities from countries possessing the technology, Graham says,
one of the immediate steps that the new administration should take would be to convene a conference of exactly those countries, as well as the more traditional first world countries with biological capability, to start from the premise that we all are at risk. The world is at risk.
Where the safety of Pakistan's nuclear arsenal is concerned, Graham Allison refers again to the delicate balance requiring the United States to encourage and motivate the government and military to fight extremist groups while trying not to contribute to political instability. Allison recalled a conversation he had with former Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf.
He said, don't worry, everything is under 100% control, not conceivable that something could be lost. And on one of these occasions, he had just 2 weeks before come within a second and a half of being assassinated. And the prevention of the assassination was only possible by some technical assistance from the U.S. government. So I said to him, how likely is it that your nuclear weapons are more secure than the president of the country?
Wednesday's House committee session was only the first of numerous hearings expected in coming months, focusing on challenges facing the new Obama administration. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.